The History of Our Lord's Sufferings, Part 2. When Jesus had said these things, as they were eating, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Then the disciples looked at one another, perplexed about whom he spoke. And they began to ask among themselves who it might be among them, who would do this. And they said to him, one after the other, "Lord, is it I?" He answered and said, "One of the 12 who dips with me in the dish will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for him that that man had never been born." Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask who it was of whom he spoke. Then, leaning back on Jesus' breast, he said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is he to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it." And having dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Now, after the piece of bread, Satan entered him. Judas answered and said, "Rabbi, is it I?" Then Jesus said to him, "You have said it. What you do, do quickly." But no one at the table knew for what reason he said this to him. For some thought because Judas had the money box that Jesus had said to him, "Buy those things we need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. Having received the piece of bread, Judas then went out immediately, and it was night. And Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves, for I tell you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes, on the day when I will drink again with you in my Father's kingdom." And Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, gave thanks, gave it to them, and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And they all drank from it. Now there was also a dispute among them, which of them should be considered the greatest. But he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those who exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But not so you. On the contrary, he who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he who is chief, as he who serves. For who is greater, he who sits at the table or he who serves? Is it not he who sits at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have continued with me in my trials, and I appoint for you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed for me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Then Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him immediately. Little children, I shall be with you a little while longer. You will seek me. And as I said to the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterward." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake." Jesus answered him, "Will you lay down your life for my sake? Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has asked to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith should not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brethren." And he said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death." But he said, "Most assuredly I say to you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny three times that you know me." And he said to them, "When I sent you out without money bag, sack, or sandals, did you lack anything?" And they said, "Nothing." Then he said to them, "But now, he who has a money bag, let him take it, and likewise his sack. And he who has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say to you that that which is written must still be accomplished in me, 'And he was numbered with the transgressors.' For the things concerning me have an end." And they said, "Lord, look, here are two swords." And he said to them, "It is enough." The word of the Lord.